Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you will surely not die. Now, it's been thousands of years since the devil spoke those words in the Garden of Eden, but his language has always remained the same. Lie, lie, lie. Sometimes he shouts it. Sometimes he whispers it. Sometimes he speaks in such a natural, monotone voice that we don't even suspect a thing. But he is always speaking. Now, here are a few examples of the lies that the devil tells us. You're your own boss. You can have it all. You're worthless. No one loves you. That's unforgivable. That was a cultural thing, not God's will. You see, we live in a world where the devil's dialect of lies is spoken all around us. That's why it's so important for us to listen to the voice of the one who is the truth. Now, as we walk with our Savior in his word over the next 6 weeks, we will see him suffer. We'll see him die. And we'll see him rise again. But we'll also hear him speak. And as we listen, we'll hear him repeatedly assure us with these words, I tell you the truth. Now, of course, the truth is not always what we want to hear. We don't want to hear that our favorite pair of jeans is getting a little bit too tight. We don't want to hear that that girl or boy that we are dating is actually a bad influence on us. And we never want to hear that we've been making mistakes at work. Too often, the truth makes us feel uncomfortable. It exposes our flaws and opens us up to criticism. Maybe that explains why our defenses go up when Jesus says, I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now, it's one thing to admit that I sin, but as soon as Jesus says that I'm a slave to sin, I feel weak. I feel helpless. I feel like I'm not in control of my life anymore. But that is the truth, isn't it? Frederick Douglass, a freed slave turned abolitionist, once wrote, I didn't know I was a slave until I found out I couldn't do the things I wanted. As Christians, what do we want to do? We certainly don't want to sin, so can we avoid it? Can we live a life without sin? No. By nature, we are slaves. We may live in the land of the free, but we are slaves to sin. Now, the devil does his best to feed us more lies and convince us that being slaves to sin is no big deal. We hear his voice when we think, it's okay if I sin a little here or there. After all, Jesus has taken care of it already for me, right? We hear his voice when we think, I'm not that bad a sinner. Look at all the good things that I've done. See, the devil tells us these lies and more to get us to downplay our sin and to make us feel comfortable in it. And let's face it, it's not hard to make us feel comfortable living in our sin. The thing that makes us uncomfortable is when we are confronted with the truth that our sin has consequences. Jesus says, a slave does not remain in the house forever. He is warning that a slave to sin has no room reserved in heaven. As slaves to sin, we have no place in God's kingdom. Instead, we deserve eternal punishment. We can handle facing the truth that we are sinners, but to be told that we deserve hell, that's a lot tougher to swallow. But it's still the truth. And quite frankly, that's what Ash Wednesday is all about. To lead us come to grips with the truth of what God told Adam way back in Genesis. Dust you are, and to dust you will return. As slaves to sin, we deserve death. As slaves to sin, we deserve hell. So, what's the escape plan? How do we pull a Harry Houdini and escape from these chains? How do we get freedom? Now, you've probably heard the old saying, it's not so much what you know, but whom you know. The key to freedom is knowing the one who holds the key to release your chains. That one person is Jesus. As the Son of God, he holds in his hands the keys to eternal life. He himself says, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. So the question now becomes, how do we get to know this person who holds the keys to our freedom? And Jesus also says this, if you hold to, or literally, if you remain in my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. This teaching is the key that Jesus uses to unlock the shackles of our sin. This teaching shows us a Jesus who didn't just feel sorry for us when he saw us being beaten and whipped by our sin, but a Jesus who stepped in and took that beating for us. This teaching shows us a Jesus who didn't get knocked out by sin when he stepped into our place, but a Jesus who stormed back from the grave, thus signing and sealing our emancipation proclamation. This teaching, which tells us about the truth of Jesus, sets us free. And because we've been freed from the shackles of sin and our condemnation under the law, we are now also free to serve God and one another in love. Now, by nature, that's something that we could never have done. Our sinful nature only wants to serve ourselves. As sinners, we crave things like sexual immorality, hatred, discord, envy, drunkenness, and the like. But our enslavement to sin, which curved our hearts in on ourselves, is over. We aren't bound to serve ourselves anymore. Rather, our new freed self is equipped and motivated to live for God. The Holy Spirit equips us to live lives of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We are free to carry other people's burdens just as Jesus carried ours. Free to forgive others as Jesus has forgiven us. Free to serve others as Jesus came to serve us. We are free to live in the truth of Jesus' word. Now, it's true that we were once slaves to sin, and the power of sin is the law. But now the Holy Spirit has worked faith in our hearts, and we are doing things against which there is no law. Sin is no longer your master. So don't believe the lies of the devil. The Son has set you free, and you are free to live for him today, and you are free to live with him forever. You hear Jesus' promise of forgiveness in his word, in your baptism, and in the Lord's Supper. And when he says that your sins are forgiven and that you will not die forever, he tells you the truth. Amen. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen.